I think everyone's excited to play. Probably would have been nice to get a couple more days of practice before with all the guys who were out. But we had two good sessions, and it's something that the whole league is dealing with. So, yeah, I'm sure the guys would rather get there and play. So hopefully we'll have a good effort and get some rust off early and give ourselves a chance to compete.
Obviously, Travis, Zunic, and Clark all unavailable. Can you give us an update on their situation?
Yeah, they're just they tested positive later than the other guys, so they were just a couple of days behind in their return to play. So again, if the game was a couple of days later, they probably would be fine. But they stayed back in Hobart. They're gonna train, and if all goes well, they'll be available for the next game.
And Todd Blanchfield, game day decision. How likely are we to see him tomorrow?
I don't know. Hopefully likely, but I'm not sure yet. We have to wait and see. And if he does play, it'll be on a pretty tight minutes restriction, but it'll be great to have him out there if we can.
Hi, Scott. It's Beck from 10 Perth. When you left, you sort of weren't too happy about 6 weeks and six games. Now it's been far less than that. How do you approach this next little section?
Well, just focus on basketball. I mean, the last couple of weeks were rough with all the guys having to quarantine and uncertainty and being away from home. And it makes it worse when, you know, the families are wondering why we're not there and then we're not even playing any games. So that was tough, but we're over the halfway point if all goes well and we're allowed back in on schedule. And we got two games each of the next 2 weeks. So that'll be a nice change. Yeah, it wasn't what we were hoping for when we left in terms of the amount of games, but it was pretty close. And, you know, if we can survive and play well and stay healthy, it'll be good, you know, good 2 weeks just to get back and compete. And, you know, Hobart was, if you're going to get stuck somewhere, that was where we wanted to get stuck, I guess, just because it was kind of a home base for us. And most of the team now is out of the woods for COVID. So the rest of us that didn't test positive just got to be careful, and hopefully we can stay together for the rest of the season.
Of those players that tested positive, were any of them sicker than others, or did you generally sort of, was it more just positive tests, unable to train, certain situation?
Yeah, I think a couple guys were, you know, felt like they had the flu or a bad cold for a couple of days only. But everyone got out on time, and they hit the whatever the boxes that you got to check to get out. I think it's 3 days symptom free, and then you can kind of work your way back in. So everyone was on schedule. There was a lot of huffing and puffing in the first practice, and I'm sure we'll see some second wins coming early tomorrow. But we'll try to manage that best we can. And we just spoke to the guys about that not being an excuse, because you know, everyone has had a big layoff and COVID tests and positives and everything else. So it's kind of an even playing field. I did say back when this all started that the teams who hit positive first probably have a bit of an advantage. And I think that holds true. But again, they're not going to give us any points because we had less training time getting ready for the game. So we got to be ready to go.
Yeah, Scott, you mentioned how you thought that the teams at the start who copped it first would have an advantage. You're now in a position where you can't play with your entire team, even though players are now negative. Does it frustrate you that it's opened up and the games are all going on now when you don't have a full team, whereas other teams have the advantage of not having to play without full teams?
I mean, I don't know if frustrates the right word. It's something that we expected. Like I said before, I'm trying to learn cricket, so I'm using the cricket analogies, but basically we just got to hit spinners, as the guys would say, and take what they give us. So, you know, at least we have 10 guys or 11 guys potentially to play, and it's been too long without a game. So I think everyone wants to play, and we haven't been a full roster all season, and we've done okay. We have a deep team, and this is one of those things that's going to test how deep we are, and if we can play well under adversity, which we have so far. So, you know, there's a big four games, and I trust the guys that we have in the lineup. It would be nice to have a full team. Like I said, that was probably the advantage of the teams who caught it earlier. But at the end of the day, at least we didn't play any games with seven players or replacement players, and we should have you know, the bulk of our roster going forward.
And what's Josh's advice to you about how players will feel physically coming back from COVID? Do you have enough data out there to understand what it's done to their bodies?
No, I wouldn't say we know exactly. I think every case is different too. You can just tell from the guys coming back who was struggling a little bit and who was feeling good. We've talked about maybe getting some quick subs or a quick timeout early in the game and really being a little bit more careful in the first half to see how guys are tracking. But, you know, for the guys who have played ball in the U.S., I kind of likened it to going into Denver, which is a very high altitude city, and people always complain about the altitude and getting their second wind. And as a coach going to Denver, you always look for the guys that were complaining because those would be the first guys to quit. So I don't expect any of our guys to be complaining. We want to come out to a good start. We've seen other teams who've had layoffs get off to slow starts and it hurt them. So we want to be real careful that we come out strong. And if we need to take a timeout or get an early sub, really, we'll do that.
And on Adelaide specifically, what worries you about going into a game against them?
They're players. They have some good players. They're big. They got talented bigs who can step outside and shoot threes or hurt you in the paint. You know, Johnson, Bairstow, Humphreys, and Soto is going to play, I believe, tomorrow. We haven't seen him yet since the blitz. So, you know, we're going to do our job on the glass like always. I think we're last in the league in defensive rebounding, which we don't have to be first in the league, but we definitely got to improve that. So that's something we want to focus on. And then their guards are going to be tough. McDermott's a really good player that controls things. Hannes has given us trouble at times, tough guy to match up with. And they get Sunday Deck back, who's does as good a job as anybody on Bryce. So it's going to be a real tough game, COVID or not. They're going to be itching to play. They haven't played even longer than we have. So both teams are going to come out there firing, I would guess.